At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Boxes were all filled with gifts, big and small. But sharing pure love is the greatest gift of all. Stay cozy, my people, and have a Boss year.
Get into the holiday spirit with Boss and our ultimate gifting edit. Visit your nearest store or explore our curated selection online at boss.com.
You ever been like shopping and like a tomato for whatever reason it grew a little bit different and they low-key got cheeks on them? Bow, 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 bow. Still can't afford sound effects, but we can afford Gabe to have a microphone. Gabe, say something.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Dude, that's Gabe.
That's the sound of Gabe's voice, if you guys ever wanted to know.
Dude. Do that shit again, bro.
Yo, shut the fuck up, Gabe.
Yeah, no, it sounds
God
great.
Who gave him a mic, dude?
We've been asking for it for a while.
for the entire time.
So now it's a little trifecta. It's a little family, and Gabe's going to help us when we don't know things, which is every episode. Maybe Google them so people don't write into us like, are you fucking dumb as shit,
dude,
bro?
People get so angry. Here's the problem, everyone. Like, I know that everyone has their own separate knowledge, okay? And sometimes we don't know the knowledge that y'all know. Also, you probably Google half the shit that you yell us about.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Real talk, not all you guys knew that the fuck hole and the tampon hole was the same hole. I'm telling you right now.
38% of our people were like, yeah, they're right.
Right,
and
yeah.
The rest of them was 62, is that 62, 38?
62. Nope.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, hell. They didn't have to Google it. But
we're about to have Gabe Google that shit.
I was about to have Gabe Google that shit. Dude, you just got the, what's going on with you? You just got the new iPhone?
Dog.
You like it?
iPhone 11. I got three cameras now. Let me tell you something. The nudes that I'm taking.
Okay.
Look stupendous. You ever taken a nude in a portrait mode?
I've never taken a nude in normal mode.
Never. You've never taken a nude one time?
Bro, I don't have... See, here's the thing.
Yeah.
My legs are very pale.
Okay.
So the legs, like... The dick to pale leg ratio, like nothing looks good.
Dick like brown?
It's normal color, but...
What does normal color mean?
Skin,
normal color for you?
Skin color.
But skin color for you is printer paper. It's
fluorescent, yeah.
Right.
So it's
not...
See, I don't know.
Is it like garganzo beans? Garganzo? What the fuck?
You know garganzo.
Is it garganzo?
Garganzola.
I don't think so.
Gonzaga.
Garganzo.
It's garbanzo, guys.
Thank you, bro. He's already coming through.
Wow. I was thinking Gonzaga University. What a shit name that is.
Gonzaga?
You've never heard of that?
Did you? Did they think about that falling down the stairs? Like, garganzo.
Bro, they're like a really good basketball team.
They're phenomenal. Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Garganzo beans. Garganzo beans?
How the fuck?
Guys, it's garbanzo beans.
Garbanzo.
Garbanzo beans.
The whole bond part wasn't in there.
007, bro.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I think my nudes, and I think I don't send nudes. I just send other accomplishments, you know?
What do you send them? You send them your diploma?
Well.
That would be hilarious if some girl asked if you're a dick pic and you sent them your diploma.
It would be like funny. And then the girl would also be like, okay, fucking virgin. Like, that's not.
Right. So she would know
cool.
you intimately.
Let me see that meat. Like, I don't give a shit about this fucking fancy ass scroll and this handwritten cursive. Let me see that. Dang. That dang.
I call my dang the luau dang.
The luau dang?
Yep. Just a basketball player. That's what I was adding to the equation.
Yeah, sports. Right.
Sports.
Ahead.
You know sports a little bit. You know sports before 1992. Like, you know Sean Kemp and Gary Payton.
I know the names. They sound familiar.
But sometimes you come up with like weird sports references from like the early 90s.
Yeah, that's true. Like the NBA Jams days, like Karl Malone.
Karl Malone.
Stockton.
Thank you.
Larry Bird.
If you remember that, Sean Kemp was in that game with John Stockton. With Gary Payton, I mean.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
How do we get on this topic?
I don't know.
Garganzola?
Oh, no. He's on fire. That was my favorite thing to do, bro.
Bro, but also when you're on the opposing team and the other team was on fire, you're like, well, I'm fucked here.
How many controllers have you broken in your life? Do you like get angry five. When you play?
Yo, yeah, yeah. bro. Like, in my hometown, in my parents' house, there's still, like, they have my old Xbox. And, like, if you look in the cabinet, there's the Xbox controllers. And the joysticks have bite marks in them. Yeah. I wouldn't get mad because I wouldn't throw them.
What?
I would just be playing, like, ah! And then just bite it. Yep, that's my, that's my weird kink. No, I used to bite controllers because I would just be so mad.
That you didn't know what to do?
I used to get so mad at what game. I used to play Skate, that Skate game.
I never played Skate
games. Fucking, that was a great game. But I used to get so mad at that game and Call of Duty, I would fucking lose my mind.
Well, fuck Call of Duty, dog.
Oh.
Fuck.
My bad.
Call of Duty,
I didn't mean to bring it up, bro.
Oh, yeah. You brought it up, dude.
Oh, fuck.
You fucking brought it up willy-nilly like I ain't hurting over here.
Okay.
Fucking Call of Duty. Shit. God damn it.
Well, if you don't
and if you want to know what's happening, you should go to the Patreon and listen. So we're not going to get into it on this episode. It's too fucking early.
I totally forgot
about
that.
I'm single, bro. That's what you guys want to know? Stop fucking pushing me, okay? Your boy's single, okay? My ex-girlfriend's in Call of Duty. It's all out in the open now, okay?
Yeah.
You want to go into detail? You got to go to the Patreon and listen to episode 2. That's when shit gets wild.
Dude, I didn't even plan that. I totally forgot about that. So now you're going to be biting your fucking joysticks too.
Oh, I'm going to go. I'm going to play the game and I'm going to kill her 300 times.
Level completed. Unstart. Are you sure you want to save? No, restart. Plug in. Do it again. Yes, I used to get angry, and I would just have so much like ball of aggression, but I didn't want to throw the controller because I didn't want to break it. Also, I probably broke like 2 or 3, and I would just bite the joystick because it was rubber, and then I'd just be like, what is fucking wrong with me?
You would have a moment of, you would come out and be like, why am I biting?
Oh, yeah, usually when you realize that my teeth aren't strong enough to break through a controller, I'd be like, ah.
That's always a shitty moment in an angry person's life is when you try to do something in a fit of rage and you can't do it. That shit is like, there was one time where I was so fucking angry. I don't even know what, but I went, I was angry at my mom for something. And I went into my room and I tried to rip the doorknob off. Couldn't do it.
Well, that's
I
like,
was trying so, I was like, and I just could not.
That's
rip
like
it
when
off.
I punch my refrigerator. Not what am I expecting? What, to fucking Thanos and disappear?
No.
No. Like I full on, I took a swing at it.
Really?
And the only way at the right angle. The right angle, and if the lights are on, you can see it.
I mean, dude, that's an accomplishment to put a dent in a goddamn refrigerator.
But still, like, the angry mindset is the dumbest version of you.
It's so stupid.
It's the most caveman where words don't make sense. People start getting blurry. Everybody's voice sounded like, you know, Charlie Brown, the Peanuts, like, wop, 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 wop. And you're like, and then you just punch whatever's near you. God. And that's why drywall is great, because you can blast through some drywall.
I've blasted through a bunch of drywall.
You could fuck through drywall if you really tried hard enough.
How many times have you tried to rip your steering wheel off your car?
Oh, I've punched my horn very hard. That's my anger move.
Oh, yeah.
And that doesn't do anything, but it lets out like a quick little, huh?
That's what I'm talking about by like this stupid situations when you're very angry. You're just like, fuck, and you hit it and it goes, burp. You're like, ah, god damn it. Well, I'm much more angry than that.
I'm not driving a fucking Hummer 3 truck, so I guess.
Dude, those personalized horns, I hate them.
The personalized ones?
When you press the horn, it goes, burp, 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 yeah. Like whatever.
Or do you ever see the one that they got like the train one where it's like in the fucking like a normal sized car?
How small is your micro dick that you feel like you need the horn of a MacBook? All right. Mac truck, I mean. You know what I mean? Like first of all, your Hummer's already too big.
Yeah.
And it's painted neon green.
But it's also like, dude, that horn like gives people heart attacks. If you're over 65 that, you're skipping a beat or two on the old heart.
Buddy, can you imagine being a blind person and you're like, oh, where'd the train come from? I just came out of Kmart.
Being blind has to be the scariest thing in the world.
There's nothing worse than that.
Bro, how do you...
Dude, everything... You know when people are like, what sense would you lose? Sight is the last one. I don't give a fuck about tasting Skittles. I don't give a fuck about feeling things,
dude.
Hearing things. Who cares? If I... What's one that you're gonna? I mean,
one that I could give up or
give
up. I need sight.
That I mean, that's the last one to go,
bro. Yeah, I need sight. I don't give a shit like how good something tastes if I can't see it. You know.
Yeah, who gives a fuck about smelling eternity from Calvin Klein? Bro. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's pretty good.
Yeah, dude, that is insane to me.
Where do we? Oh, nudes. So you've never sent?
Dude, I sent one.
See, now we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
I sent one. I think we talked about it early on. I sent one while I was driving.
The fuck? The fuck are you talking about? Yeah. You sent one in motion?
On the 101. Going what? 70 miles an hour.
Walk me through this, Trevor Wallace.
I'll fucking
Wallace.
Drive you through this, bro. It was late Sunday night, I think. I was coming back from a dinner, and I'd been Snapchatting some girl.
This Sunday?
No. This was like 2 or 3 years ago.
All right, well, bro, you said Sunday like it was recent.
Oh, bro, this was fucking leaving church this morning. So I was driving back from dinner. It was late. It's probably like 10 or 11 on a Sunday. And this girl kept sending me some, like, just nudes. And I was like, bro, this is what? And then she kept saying stuff like, yeah, if you send that, I'll send this. And I was like, oh, I know how exchanges work.
Yep.
And I had never really sent one, but I was driving. And, you know, the seats I got in the car, this is a good cloth. And I was like, yeah, that's all right, you know. And then I turned on the light up above.
Oh, my God.
Because you got to have lighting, right?
You got to set the mood.
There's nobody on the road. I do that, and I step a quick one, and not expecting anything. And then, like, there's no way it looked good, but it didn't look terrible.
There's no way it looks good.
On a car seat.
Did you take it in an angle where she knew that you were driving?
Had to have known. Right? Nobody has fucking that type of material on their couch inside.
Oh, right. I mean, she sees your foot on the gas pedal. Oh, like, she's bro. Like, he's in motion. Right,
dude, there's
now
a Mazda logo on the ground, you know?
And, yeah.
So
what was it of? Like, your asshole?
No, just a dick.
Can you imagine just driving?
She's like, they're right back. Like, who's driving the car? It's very concerning because no matter how she gets that picture, there's not a right answer, because it's like, okay, am I driving? Why the fuck is your dick out while you're driving? If I'm in the passenger seat, who the fuck is driving while your right. dick is out? If I'm in the back seat, it's like, what Uber are you in where you're just fucking throwing up dick?
Right. Also, so, my dick might be driving.
Yeah. So
you sent her a dick pic.
Yeah.
I have never sent a dick pic. Never. Not once.
I also think that the person I sent this to was a catfish.
Okay.
Because they sent me back a picture. And it was oddly cropped. And I was like,
let me tell you something, dude.
Bro.
When I'm getting nudes, dude, I'm a detective. I look at fingernail polish. I look at fingers to see if the fingers match. Tattoos. Look at the rib cage are the same. Like, I'm looking at, like, hold on. Okay, so she sent me this picture with purple underwear on this day. And then 2 days later, she sent me another picture with different. Like,
with a dick, yeah.
With a dick, yeah. The dick is when I'm like, hold on. There might be something awry here.
Hold on. How did you just go 9 shades darker on your skin? But it was like cropped, and it looked like it was like Googled or uploaded. And I was like, ha. So I'm pretty sure, I'm like 98% sure that there's a catfish out there that 2 years ago got to see my old fucking four-wheel drive wagon.
Your cart.
Yeah.
Your cart.
I think they got it.
They got your gazonzo bean.
Yeah. Gargantuan.
Gazonzo beans.
But so I'll be like, what the fuck? That ain't me. Who's crazy enough to take a dick pic while driving?
And they go.
But they didn't take a screenshot.
This did not.
This was like 2 years ago.
You gotta take a screenshot.
I mean, they probably thought I was like insane or something. They're like, yeah, bro, anybody that'll whip their dick out in a car and I'll screenshot it, they will just turn that car around to my house and just
I'm still flabbergasted.
Never done it after.
At this dick pic in the car while driving on the 101. Was it, would you just do the zipper and put your dick through the zipper?
I'm trying to remember.
Because that's always a dangerous move. Have you ever done that?
Everything about it was dangerous. Not one thing I did in that. I broke so many rules. Dick out. On the phone, and then also having the light on at night, which I know is not a rule, but it should be.
Your seatbelt on?
Probably not.
You took your seatbelt off?
I think
I got a problem with this.
I think in my mind, I was like, if I'm going out, if I total the car right now, I want dick out to be living free.
Dude, can you imagine your parents finding out why you were killed?
That reminds me. I tried to make this out of a stand-up bit, but like nobody got on board with it.
I wonder why.
You ever like say something on stage where you think it's like very relatable, and then everybody's like, "What?
Oh, what? Who are you talking to? Who are you fucking talking to?
You're talking to Mr. Fucking Cedar Woods on the floor here, bro. Like,
every single time, and this joke's only like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks old. But every single time I try to do this foot thing, it's coming along. It's starting to get it's not even relatable. It's just starting to be like funny because it's so weird and so silly. But like when I first couple times I tried to do the bit about having a foot fetish, people were just like, I go, yo, you guys know, like, you know, sometimes you like want to suck a toe. And everyone's like, No, dude. Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend's next to me. Dude, there was one guy in San Diego that actually was like, yeah, I have a foot fetish. And I was like, oh my God, you're the only person. I've done this joke 7 times at this point. You're the only person. And his girl next to him was like, yeah, it's really gross. And
was she hot?
She was hot. And I'm like, hold on. So you don't let him, do his fetish? And she's like, I don't even let him look at my fucking feet. And I'm like, what? What? You gotta let him.
You're like, well, let me take a peek at the feet and I'll tell him what he's missing out. And then you're just hard on stage.
Bro, there was a girl at a show in LA who's a comic, and I obviously can't say her name, but I did the foot fetish bit. And after the show, she goes, hey, like, can you like look at my feet to like let me know what you think?
What?
And she had.
She hot?
She actually was kind of hot. But just when girls do that like really forward shit, because I feel like they're trying to elicit a response, I do not like it.
You'd rather a girl be at the fucking Skechers store trying on a new shoe and you catch a sneak peek from out front.
Bro, that is my strip club. A Foot Locker is your boy's strip club.
Bro, what?
You ever walk into a strip club with 75 ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that, but with Foot Lockers.
You do that with little disposable socks that they have? You're just like making rain on them? Like, wait, don't put those on. I like them.
Those nylons?
Yeah,
like, hey,
exactly.
But yeah, so she, but yeah, that trying to elicit a response, you know, like in college when like two girls will like start making out in the middle of a party and all the guys are like, wah, wah, but they're doing it for the response.
Right.
I used to, whatever. But so when she asked about the foot thing, it felt like that. So I wasn't really like giving her like a ton of like, yeah, fucking.
But you still looked at him, right?
Of course. But before I looked, dude, I go, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. And she goes, I want you to be honest with me. I want you to be honest. And she showed me her feet. And they were symmetrical and they were cute, but bro, she looked like she took sandpaper and just dragged them all over her toes. There was like scrapes and like weird bunions and not a pedicure. It was like there was like a little bit of fungus, whatever. And I literally go, yeah, bro.
Who was this bitch?
I can't say her name.
You described it like it was a fucking hermit crab or some shit.
She has a job where she wears tight high heels all the time. Does that give you an idea?
She's a stripper?
Anyways, So I think all of those tight big shoes and you have to like stand up for a while, I think those are not like great for your feet and they give you like bunions and shit. But I was straight up with her. I was like, I think your feet, like they're really symmetrical, but they're gross. Like they
you said that?
Yeah. Cause I told her I was like, I'm gonna be honest with you. And she's like, I want you to be brutally honest with me.
Wow.
Like, okay.
Yeah, but girls want you to be honest, but they don't want you to be honest, you know?
Of course.
Right.
But then when you give them that honesty.
The same thing. I'm not mad at you. Oh, she's furious at you.
Yeah. You know why I know that you're mad at me? Because you told me that you're not mad at me. If you weren't mad at me, there's no reason to tell me that you're not. You ever walk in the house? I am so not upset. Oh, you're the most mad.
Yeah.
The most mad.
Promise not to get mad, but whoa, you cheated on me, but you said I can't get mad, so I'm not gonna.
Where's the controller? I need to point it.
Yeah, for real, bro. So you told her she had ugly feet.
Yeah, I told her she had ugly feet. She, to her credit, she was like, yeah, totally. I totally need to get a pedicure. I have been meaning to, but she's like, oh, thank you. And I was like, oh, cool. I don't know what she. Because there's two ways it could have went. Either she was like expecting me to be like, yeah, and so send me some pictures when you get a second or some like weird like hit on type of thing.
Oh, that brought something up.
Give it to me. That brought something up? What if you always had to narrate how your brain worked? That brought something up.
No, because I don't know how this didn't come up immediately when this happened. So I use this app Cameo where people can like buy like shout outs from me. And they usually be like, hey, can you roast my friend? Wish me happy birthday or whatever. You can do that. Go to cameo.com, Trevor Walls. Anyway,
yeah, cameo.com.
Yeah, but somebody, or the app, somebody, bro, this is.
I'm so excited.
This is nuts. Somebody on Cameo said, for $70, can you send me a 1-minute video of the bottom of your heels? No toes, no ankle, just heel.
What?
Just heel.
Do they go to North Carolina Tar Heels?
Hey-o!
Boom, boom, boom. I do comedy. Bro, go fuck your mother.
They go to fucking an insane asylum. That's what University of what the fuck is going on here?
University of Arkham.
Of Alcatraz, bro. Just a minute of the heel. A minute?
Hold on.
Heel.
Are you supposed to walk?
No, I just don't know what to do with this $70. And it's just like, bro. No, I don't. Bro, I like legit like, it was too weird for me.
That's the oddest thing. I mean, that's odd for me.
Yeah.
That's, hold on. So it's just a video. So you just having a heel and just doing a video.
I don't even
heel.
Know if I could be that steady for a minute. Yeah. What am I just going to fucking put my heel up like this?
Dude, you have to have Ryan to come in to steady cam.
Yeah. Like, bro, it was so
that
weird.
That is the oddest request.
At the end of the, like, but if you don't want it, no worries, smiley face. And I was like, what?
Yeah, don't.
If you're going to ask for my heel, be aggressive. Be like, you dumb bitch, give me that heel.
Yeah, you can't retract it.
Yeah. So yeah. Weird.
You can't be like, put spaghetti in your asshole. Or not if you don't want to.
Or if you're gluten free, don't do it. But yeah, bro, it was like such a weird, like just the bottom of the heel. And then it brought it up because you're talking about pedicures and shit. But
yeah, bro.
I'm just saying, the bottom of a heel, there's no way somebody gets off to that. That's like looking at a fucking chair and then just looking at the legs, the bottom of it, and be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's like looking at like an electric drill and being like, oof.
Yeah, what are they? I feel like they're just going to take a picture of that and then just like maybe keep it as their phone and start hitting themselves with it. And they feel like I'm stomping on them.
Okay.
It's a weird fetish.
Oh, my God. People love that shit. Dude, there's guys out here that like getting their balls stepped on.
Yeah.
That is, dude, what? What type of, well, I can't, because are you like more of a dominant dude?
Or, yeah, but not like to that level.
No, I'm saying like I'm such like a dominant type of personality like in sex land that like the opposite of that is like, you know, getting your ball stepped on.
Oh,
that
right,
type of
because
stuff.
You're so, the least dominant in that.
Oh yeah, that's the fetish. It's like you're being like.
Well, what's crazy is like a lot of these dudes are just like just guys that just need to let it out, but they're also like CEOs of very successful companies.
But that's,
and they put on some fucking nylon suit and then they get their ass beat or they get pegged and then they just walk into work next day. Janet, did you get my email last night? Yeah, okay, good. All right, cool. And then he just limps off to his desk because he was too busy getting pegged last night by some girl named Susan.
He's like, what happened to a skateboarder next
year? Yeah, you're 65. Yeah, well.
Dude, try new things, dude.
Yeah, you
try
know.
Try new things.
Just trying to fit in with my grandson, but anyways.
Have you guys ever heard of financial domination?
What?
What?
So I have this friend that does this thing called financial domination where like a rich guy gives her control of all of his finances, of his entire bank account.
What?
And then he has to ask her for permission if he wants to buy anything or spend any money.
This just sounds like marriage.
What?
Is it not?
Hold on. Does she have ample ability to spend all his money?
Uh-huh.
So what's...
How do I get... I want to do that. I want to be that person.
You want to...
I want to spend a rich dude's money.
Titties.
Yeah.
You know you need titties.
I need titties.
To apply for that.
Oh, well, I'll just use some of his money and
get
titties.
Titties.
How much do you think it costs for me to get tits?
$10,000. Yeah.
You think it's $10,000?
Nah.
I think it's got to be more than that. Yeah. Gabe, can you Google
implants. Implants. If you get, you know, some fake jugs...
Right.
10. I think it's around 10.
10K.
7 to 10, I think.
Because.
3 if it's trash.
3 is the Ford Focus of tits. If you get $3,000 tits, they're going to be hard. They're going to be squeak toys in there. They're not
the
going to be.
The Chevy Malibu of titties out there. Yeah. The Impala.
You're going to be like, is there a remote in here? Every time I walk by the TV,
shoot
it changes.
Remote? Yeah. God damn.
You're like, doctor, you just put avocados in there. I don't understand.
Yeah,
they're
right?
Ripe as fuck.
Avocado. What happens when they get overripe in a week? Well, that's...
I didn't think that's...
There's not a return policy here, so... Do you think I should have done the 70 bucks for the heel pick? Would you have done that?
I'm not going to... I would have...
Heel video, by the way. Yeah.
I would have done it because your face is not in there. If they're like, put a heel by your face and then say, hey, happy birthday, Susan, then no. But it's just a heel... Dude... Realistically, if you send me that and we split the money, I'll fucking do it.
Right, but then it goes on your Cameo profile, like, or unless they're private, they all go on your profile.
What?
Unless they request private, I can't remember if this one was private or not.
Oh,
and it says at the bottom like will be on your profile, will not be on your profile.
Okay, so I googled the breast implants thing, and it looks like $5,000 to $10,000. But the thing that I'm not sure of is if it costs more to get implants if you're a dude.
I feel like it would, right? Because there's no initial titty meat.
Yeah, they gotta, ooh, or
okay,
whatever. They're like, we need you to put on like 300 pounds first, so you got the extra skin that we can just slide a titty in there.
Damn, I mean that's a lot of work to get tits. That can't be it because there's a lot of you know, used to be men.
That's
women,
the first operation
tits.
You do, right?
What's that?
That's the first operation you do.
I don't know, but that's kind of dope to go first operation out the gate. Make it a pussy. That's really, I like that commitment. I like that. Because then you go, because usually it goes like, like, you know, face, then tits, then cut the dick off. But if you go out the gate hardcore, chop that shit in half and put it inside like a split and a half hot dog.
That's hilarious.
Though I love that. Because then it's like you are commit. You are, I mean, you're already 100% woman because if you feel that way, you're a woman. But like that, I like that. I like that.
That's wild. Yeah. Because then you still look the same, but then all your boys are like, let's go shotgun this beer. Like, yeah, I got to take a piss real quick. And then you squat down in the middle of a fucking gun
Buffalo
range.
Wild Wings.
Yo, Jared, are you good? What? We don't do squats around here, bro. We don't need leg. Oh, whoa.
Oh, shit.
What's up, bitches?
Yo, you got a weird dick, bro. The guy doesn't know.
Yo, why is your dick so shy, dude?
Yo, you got such a small dick. It's my clit, you fucking bitch.
They all just look in confusion and be like, trying to fuck? Yeah. So,
that's a great turn of events. I actually love that. That's really lovely to me. If you had a friend group and then one dude was like, honestly, guys, for the last 30 years of my life, I felt like a woman, and the guy transitions, and then one of the friends falls in love with the transitioned lady. That's a beautiful fucking story.
And that's a rom-com that'll be out before 2023 for sure.
Oh, it's being filmed
currently.
What would
you call it?
I
got it.
Give it to me.
This is so good.
Hold on. Bro. Let's pause. I'm excited right
bro,
now.
Bro.
Give it to me.
This is so good.
Dude.
Breast friend.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
How good.
Fuck.
You didn't want to like it at first, did you? And you're
no.
Like, dude, that's
fuck.
Good. Breast friend.
Fuck.
So
dude.
Good. Bro, oh. When this goes to a fucking Hallmark channel or Hulu or Stars, just know where it started. Breast friend.
Holy.
Bro.
Dude, bro, listen.
I would watch that.
I would tell you, a lot of your ideas, I want to boo, but holy shit, I'm
how
buying
good?
It. I'm not even Lionsgate, and I'm bro, buying that goddamn film.
It's a cute breast title.
Breast friend?
It's not offensive to anybody.
No.
Mm-mm.
How much? Oh, my. Breast friend. Who's going to be in the movie?
Oh.
All right? Who's going to be in the movie?
I think Owen Wilson is the one, he's the dude.
He's the one who falls in love.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Owen Wilson be horny in these fucking Hollywood streets.
Dude,
he's always falling in love.
Bro, I think what it is, he's sort of like Pinocchio. The harder he, like the more horny he gets, the more crooked his nose is.
The end of his career just looks like a crowbar. Dude, Owen Wilson's a great actor. He's got to be the one who falls in love.
You know who I think transitions, and this might be a too easy call because it's not fun to watch, but he's like such a good actor that I don't know if it would like we would really feel the difference. Is oh god, who's that guy who just played Joker, not Joaquin Phoenix, the Joker before that? Gabe, please.
Jared Leto.
Yep, Jared Leto.
He already was. That's Dallas Buyers Club, though, isn't it?
Oh shit! Right. Yeah. So that's not. Yeah, we've already seen him like that. Okay.
Oh wow.
What if it's like LeBron James?
Wow. Well, dude, his chest muscles, what are those called? Pecs?
I mean, they're called man tits, to be honest. Once they hit a certain girth, they're right. Man tits.
Oh, bro.
You ever like watch an NFL game when they're having like the post game and they're like fresh out the shower, they just have a towel on and you're jerking off, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying.
I can't take my eyes off it.
Yeah, yeah. But like you're like, yo, those aren't
just oven mitts on your chest.
That's it.
They're just
LeBron James is not bad. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna say that right now.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
I give it to him.
Yeah, LeBron, dude, because think about that. That would be like, that's the funny cast. But what's like the real cast? Dennis Quaid?
I mean, Dennis Quaid, bro. He, who knows what, man, honestly, at yeah. that point, not like it wouldn't even shock me. D. Quaid out here.
D. Quaid, he's a hero.
He is.
I didn't know he was a hero of mine.
You know?
If he asked me for a heel pick, I'm sending both.
Send it right off the gate.
I'm going to send him $70. Like, you want this heel pick, bro?
Bruh. So wait. So going back, you said okay. You never sent a nude.
I never
sent a dick pic.
My dick is not in anyone's cloud. Not one cloud.
What are you sending them?
All right. I'm going to be real with you guys. Got a great bod. So I can send a bunch of body angles and that look like nice lighting, especially with this new iPhone 11 Pro. It sounds like we're sponsored by them, but we're not.
Oh, but they don't give a shit.
But they don't give a fuck about this podcast. But it has three cameras, so it's got great quality. So you go portrait mode with this shit, good lighting, yeah.
But damn. You also just said there's no dick involved.
There's no dick involved. I'm just saying, like,
what are you sending them? Just shirt off pics?
Just shirt off pics,
just
bro.
Horny eighth grade pictures?
Oh, dude, there's seventh grade pictures, bro. But I mean, there's also sometimes I was saying videos like. Not video, but pictures of me, like, my hand is clearly on it, but like, oh, you know what I mean? Or
so
some,
you just look like one of the fucking posters on the wall of Hollister. Just,
hell yeah. Dude, yeah? For real, sometimes I take like a towel and put it over. Do you
send them in black and white too?
Yeah. I send them sometimes with like music.
Oh yeah, music. And then you're like, oh, so I sent in the mail a trial of this Axe body spray. You just sniff it twice before looking at this nude to really get the full effect. A scratch off nude?
Dog.
Bro.
You are out here with these amazing ideas.
I don't
ideas.
Know what the fuck's going on today, but a scratch off nude would be insane.
Scratch off nude.
And you scratch the dick.
Is it part of the lottery, though? Is it part of like the California lottery?
What?
Like, can you buy them in 7-Eleven?
No, scratch and sniff.
Scratch and sniff?
Do you know what the...
I mean, I know what that is, but how do you send that? You mail it and then motherfuckers got to wait 2 days?
Yeah.
Jesus
how are
Christ.
You, what are we going to do for a scratch off?
I mean, I'm saying that we just, like, they're in 7-Eleven. So, like, oh. Dennis Quaid's out here taking, like, nude pictures, and then it's a lottery, and you scratch it off to see how naked Dennis
dude,
Quaid is.
Nah, dude, that's...
And then you do this, like, so you're essentially sort of jerking him off.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like a fucked up voodoo doll, because you're rubbing it with a cord, and Dennis Quaid is somewhere walking down the marina, and he's just like...
Dude, I asked identical twins one time, like, if one comes, does the other one come? I think maybe.
Valid. They at least feel something.
They didn't answer.
They might sneeze at the same time somebody comes.
Right.
Could you imagine?
That's
how
so
funny would that be? It's like 1 p.m. on a Tuesday. And just, fucking whore.
Or
it's Christmas Eve. At Thanksgiving table. And somebody's like, hey, we got to go to the bathroom real quick. And you're like, please, no. Just sitting there. Achoo, Jesus. Achoo, achoo,
it is.
Achoo. How many nuts are they?
I like the fact that, like, when you're fucking or when you're jerking off, then you start sneezing. So then you know, because it's like an extended thing. It's not just one sneeze.
Oh,
it's like
the climax builds on top of it.
Yeah, so you're just like, God damn it, Bill.
Or you're like, because you know the pre-sneeze face is the pre-cum face almost. So you're just like, fuck. Should I get a towel? Yeah. Like, what?
You're like, God damn. And your twin is like hedging, so he's not coming. He's like, God, can you come already?
Sorry, I got whiskey dick. He's just for an hour. Just, wah. That's also a part of the scene from Breast Friend. Okay, so.
Breast Friend is fucking great. So who's going to play the other lead? Again, LeBron James is the funny cast. But if we're casting it for real, because Owen Wilson's great.
I think.
I don't want to go. Do we go hyper-masculine? Or is that the funny
cast? No, we go the guy that we could go, I could have seen that coming. But
right, so it's got to be like a normal-sized dude. Like, because Jared Leto's a good cast, to be honest. But he already played Dallas Buyers Club, so it's like a little bit. He's already done that role. Oh, dude, he's not good. You're not going to know. Gabe, Peanut Butter Falcon. Who's
what the fuck?
Okay, can you look that up, please? You're going to... Oh, he's in Transformers. The lead in Transformers, the young... Thank you. Shia LaBeouf.
Whoa, you didn't know Shia LaBeouf?
I couldn't get the name. I couldn't get his name.
Peanut Butter Falcon?
Yeah, this is the last movie. That's why I said it.
Peanut Butter Falcon.
Peanut Butter Falcon, yeah. It's a falcon made of peanut butter. I don't know. I never saw it.
Peanut Butter Falcon is an insane name.
Peanut Butter Falcon.
I always thought I'd name my dick that.
You can. You still can. Here's the good thing about a dick. You can name it anything you want because it's yours.
You didn't.
You can switch the name.
Really?
It doesn't have a birth certificate. Yeah. Fucking change it whenever you want.
Do you name yours?
Yeah. Sherman Williams.
That sounds like it's got a monocle in that bitch. Sherman Williams? You said Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, I think, is the cast.
I'm going Justin Long. You know him?
Yes, I do know Justin Long. I just feel like Justin Long's too feminine.
But that's why. Because he's always been the bro. He's always been there.
No, Justin Long's not a bro. Justin Long's
he's a
fucking nerd.
But he's a bro within the bros. He's he rolls deep with the pack. But when everybody's like, oh, I'm going to go to Pound Town, he's like, I'm going to go discover myself. And like, what? He's like, I said, I'm going to go fucking get high and watch Discovery by myself.
Fuck,
and they're like,
bitch, dude.
Nice.
Sick. What about Michael Cera?
Ooh.
Dog. Ooh. I think that might be it.
Michael Cera with cakes, though?
Michael Cera with cakes is the best.
What about the dude who played McLovin? What's his name?
McLovin, I think. That's the thing we talked about earlier. Like, you can't, he can't get away from that shit. His name is McLovin for the rest of his life.
But that's such a legendary character.
Dog.
But you should probably get so mad when he's at like a Bed Bath and Beyond and somebody's like, oh, McLovin!
Yeah.
God damn.
Fuck, dude. What is his name?
Christopher Mintz Plasse.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually a great actor.
He's
dude.
Super dope. I appreciate everything he's done.
So what is the name of your dick?
What is the name of my dick?
Do you have you named it? Be real with me. If you never named it, that's okay. Mine's called Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning?
Yeah, I got both of them.
You got both names?
Well, those are the name of my balls. Thunder and Lightning.
So what's the shaft?
Fiddlesticks.
Really?
Nope.
I feel like you can't go in the Thunder and Lightning and have Fiddlesticks in there. That ruins
it. Yeah, that counteracts it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like having two Ford F-350s parked, and then inside you're like, well, Mini I also Coop? Got a little Fiat. Yeah. I've never named it.
I've never have either. What about your name is verified? What if the name of your dick is verified?
Well, we talked about that earlier. That's why I send girls as a dick pic when I'm not driving.
The name of your dick is verified. That your dick is verified. The name of your dick is verified.
What does that do for anybody?
Nothing.
You getting fucked by verified?
That's pretty dull.
God, that's terrible.
No, but
I'm going Maverick.
Every girl you fuck is now verified.
I hated that.
Oh, I hated the clap. I hated everything I said the last 1 minute.
I hated that.
Yeah, you should. If you liked it, we'd had a problem.
Yeah, I think I'm naming my dick Maverick because
Maverick's cool.
It sounds cool, but if you finish quick, you can be like quick like a Maverick, and then they're like, ah,
what the fuck is quick like a Maverick?
What is a Maverick?
I don't know.
A horse?
A Maverick is the name of the dude from Top Gun.
Yeah, but Maverick is a horse.
Is it?
Yeah. Right.
Maverick
is a horse for sure.
A Maverick is an unorthodox or independent-minded person.
Bro, no, it ain't.
Wait, even better. Number two, an unbranded calf or yearling. So like a baby cow, maybe?
You named your dick a baby cow?
Yeah, okay. Because cows be having udders and they be nutting, all right? I'll be like, the udders were full.
Yo.
I was thinking of a Mustang, bro. I know. Not even gonna lie, bro. I'm going to name my dick Mustang. Right?
Mustang Sally? Mustang's fine. Maverick is...
Mustang? You're cool with Mustang?
Mustang?
So if a girl walks in your house and is like, let me see that Mustang.
That's fuck. Okay, pause. That's hot as fuck to me. If some girl named my dick for me, Jesus. If she walked in and she's like, let me see that fucking Mustang. I'm like, I'd come right there. And then my twin would be like, Michael.
Yeah. God damn it.
I've never named my dick though. There's dudes out here that like, have named their dick for real.
But they don't even like you. Be like, yo, what's your dick name? And they're like, boom. Like they don't even.
They know for sure
right off the gate.
I hate when guys go, it's just little Steve. Hey Steve, I'm gonna take you out in the street and I'm gonna stab you in the face. Little Steve, what the fuck are you talking about?
Little Steve, or they name it like their name but just other.
What do you mean?
Like they'd be like, oh, I'm Trev and that's Little Trev. It's like,
yeah, that's what I mean. That's
oh
I mean.
Yeah, this ain't Austin Powers, bro. Ain't no mini me out here. Fucking get that shit out of here.
Yo, if your dick was as big as mini me,
do girls name
the
tits? I think so.
I think so. Girls, write the DM us. Let us know your name with your tits. That would be hilarious. Bro, so I'm getting fucking, speaking of sending things, feet pics on a daily basis and asking me to rate the feet.
That's
so
great.
I am in ecstasy.
That's great for you.
It is very funny. I would
is
say half.
Funny
ha-
or
I would say
are
half
you
of
out here
dudes.
Being like, yo, half for dudes?
Yeah, half of dudes. But they're like in a funny way. Like they're not like.
What's funny about a foot pick?
It's funny because they're sending me like a.
It's like in a fucking Chuck E. Cheese ball pit. Like, ew.
Yeah, well,
what do you think about these bad boys?
You see their other like van, and they're just. It's like they're just fucking around with me.
Yeah,
they're like trolling me. Mm-hmm. But some of them are fucking bro. Some of them are lovely, like just top notch, good arch, symmetry. They look like they smell like a lavender bush. Too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro. I mean. It's one thing to have a foot fetish.
Yeah. What's that?
But like the details.
What do you mean? Well, you
the
can't have
symmetry,
dog. You can't have a foot fetish with no details. You can't just be like, but, I'm a tit man. What type of tits you like? Just tits. That's weird. You gotta
that's
like,
true. That's
you gotta
true.
Know what you're into.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want a girl with like long ass toes be able to like pick up a bowling ball. That's fucking disgusting.
Okay, I feel you. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
So have you sent any? You sent some pics from the 11? You like the iPhone 11? You fuck with it?
I fuck with the iPhone 11. You know the thing that I hated the most, though, is I was in the Verizon store and I opened the box.
Yeah.
And the headphones are wrapped like their AirPods.
They're not wrapped. They're underneath. They're only show the top of the pod. So it looks like you're getting AirPods.
I was stoked, bro. I go, oh shit, I didn't even know. And literally the guy that was selling me the phone goes, bro, stop.
Yeah, then
and
the I ghost go, what? Steve he goes, Jobs. Yeah, comes
and then
in
I pick, and then you see the wire and I was livid.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Stop trying to fuck with me, Apple. Apple consistently oh, you were talking about how they like slowed their like the article where they let everybody know they slowed the phones down.
Yeah.
And we're still after
like about a year ago, an article came out saying that they purposely slow the previous models' phones down, or and then they like make the battery life quicker.
Yeah.
And then they were like, aha, y'all want AirPods? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, dude, they
like,
got
bro, they're so good at distracting us. Like, they are literally, they're just like shitty parents that are hiding so much money from their kids, you know?
Yeah. And here's the funny thing, they tell the kids that they're hiding the money.
Yeah.
And then the kids go, what? And they go, yeah. Anyways,
did anybody want a king size Snickers? And you're like, you're the best parents ever.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, you know how they have the most cash, like, sitting in a bank cash
Apple?
Of any company?
Really?
Like, dude, they're worth, like, they have, like, the GDP of, like, the 20th biggest country.
I don't even know what GDP is.
Gross domestic product?
I thought that was a UFC fighter.
That is. He's George so St-Pierre? Good. George St. Pierre?
That's
he's got great legs, bro. George St. Pierre is the dude who transitions. Dog.
All right. I was going to say Joe Rogan, but... George
can you look that up?
What?
Like how much Apple's worth in terms of like what country? Because it's something astounding.
Oh, bro. I mean, Apple could buy the world. What?
They could buy...
Prove me wrong. Don't.
They seriously, I'm not shitting you. Like, they're in the top like 20 of like major countries in terms of GDP. Like, they're worth like... What is it, Gabe? You got it?
They're bigger than Turkey, the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, Switzerland, Argentina, and Sweden.
Isn't that insane, dude? They make more money than all of those countries. That's fucking like a country, bro.
I mean, Sweden alone making fucking bandos off IKEA. So like,
yeah, and they make chocolate.
They do.
What do we say? Switzerland?
Switzerland.
Sweden or Switzerland?
Both.
Okay.
Turkey's on there.
Sweden and Switzerland, same country. And if you tell me that they're different, you go fuck yourself. It's the same thing. They're not different.
Right.
And so when well, someone,
isn't Russia part of Asia?
Dog, who knows?
Is it? Right?
I don't know.
Like,
Gabe doesn't
like,
know either.
Like, well, technically, this is part of Asia. And I'm like, no, Russia dude, is its own entity.
When someone told me that India was in Asia, and they're like, technically everyone's
about.
Asian. I'm yeah. like, South Asian, you fucking loser.
Bro, I don't know geography for shit. I was just in Iowa last weekend. I thought Iowa and Idaho were legit. Cousins.
They don't need to be
neighbors.
Different states.
Bro, do you know how far Iowa is? It's next to Illinois. It was a 4.5 hour flight. And I was like, no, it ain't.
It's not.
Bro, put Iowa more center.
Bro,
bring
just
it in.
Move that shit.
Bring it in.
It would cost $20 to move that state.
Why the fuck is it not neighboring Nevada?
Yeah.
Also, you know people say Nevada?
Get the fuck. It's not Nevada. You loser.
They try to add accents. Yeah, I'm from Reno, Nevada. I'm like, bro,
you're not
saying
Nevada.
A glass of fucking Pinot Grigio, bro.
Strippers are legal in your shitty fucking state. It's called Nevada. Dude.
Nevada. Bro.
It's the same people that say tomato. It's tomato.
Oh, bro, there's so many.
I hate
caramel,
it.
Caramel, caramel, all that shit, bro.
Caramel.
Caramel?
What do you say? Caramel.
Caramel.
Wait. It's caramel. Why are you trying to
caramel?
Act like you're swallowing cum?
Okay.
Caramel.
So wait, so when you want a chocolate sundae and you want caramel on top.
Caramel.
You mispronounce and say caramel?
No, you mispronounce and say caramel.
Caramel.
Why are you acting like you're fondling caramel. Balls? It's not
bro,
caramel.
Bro, it's caramel.
Gabe, what do
so
you say?
So you say caramel apples?
No, I say caramel.
Caramel apples.
It's just a different pronunciation. I mean, you're wrong, but it's a different pronunciation. Gabe, what do you say? You say caramel or caramel?
I think I say caramel.
Yes!
Oh,
bro, you're on number, think, dude. That's a squirrel right. outside with the
you say you don't think that's right?
I don't know if it's right or not.
Caramel.
I think it's just different pronunciation.
Okay, do you want to hear it?
Yes. Oh, fuck yeah. You're going to do the pronunciation shit? Yes.
After the Zach.
Bro, I saw the funniest thing on, I think it was TikTok the other day. Somebody said he wrote in titties in English, and it says, and the voice goes, titties. And then it goes to a French one, and it goes, titties. And it says it in a French accent. Oh,
yeah.
I was like, oh, that's a masterpiece.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, dude, I'm born ready, bro.
Caramel.
I don't know what the fuck.
Are you supposed to do that shit at the end, bro?
Did you that ending part? What?
What was that?
Coming?
Carmel.
This is real scary.
Carmel.
Sounds like she's getting fucked. Carmel.
Are we supposed to be jerking off?
Bro, she horny.
Dude, she's fisting herself.
But I know Carmel's good, but she out here like.
Carmel
apple dipped in daddy.
Oh my god, it's Carmel.
Wait,
who is that?
You can Google it.
Doug, is that?
Bro, would she say it all slow? Can we watch that?
She looks like she's related to you, Trev.
Bro, why is she so dead inside? Look at that face, bro.
Is that a robot?
Bro, she said like 19,000 words that day.
Bro, she's locked in a basement and they put a gun to her head.
Would you fuck a fuck robot?
What?
All right. Like, you know those new... You know those new robots I got coming out that look like females?
Yeah. Would I fuck one? Of course. I mean, are you serious?
Are you serious?
You legitimately asked me what I...
Okay, but you're... So, look, I know the area you live in, there's not a lot of parking.
Right.
So you got to park three blocks down from your apartment. Now you got to walk through Hollywood with a fuck doll because it doesn't know how to walk yet.
Right, right.
Batteries aren't charged. You can't be dragging it.
Right.
And then you're taking it up into your room... Connecting to the Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi, and then just...
Bro, I don't got a girlfriend. You don't think I would be dating a robot right now?
Bro, you'd fuck a plump tomato if it came up to you at the right angle.
Dude, if it moseyed up to me at a Ralph's... Can you imagine...
tomato moseying up to you?
Can you imagine shopping, and you just hear a tap... You feel a tap on your ankle, you look down, it's just a hot-ass tomato. Like,
bro,
the tomato's like, caramel.
I will say, out of all the fruits, you ever been like shopping and like a tomato for whatever reason it grew a little bit different, and they low key got cheeks on them. Some of the tomatoes low key out here caked up, and for whatever reason, like the stem made it all weird. But I'm getting a little moist talking about it. But bro, there's straight up tomatoes with ass.
Tomatoes with ass. Also, you ever see a gorge?
Bro, those things give me... every time I see a gorge, I want to get STD tested.
Like, hell yeah. Shit, oh, that shit is disgusting.
Bro.
But I'm telling you, if you poke a hole in it, it's the shape of your dick. You could really get it in there. It's like a... You know, yes, dude. It's like a fleshlight. It's like a vegetable fleshlight.
Well, there's one way to get your fucking vitamins, I guess. Yeah. Doctor's like, how many vegetables do you have a day? You're like, usually one per
night. One, dude.
You know. Yeah. He goes like, oh, that's pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
That's the same one. He goes like, what?
Can you imagine sitting down with an accountant and be like, so what are your expenses? Oh, I got a pretty big gorge expense.
He's like, Halloween, trick-or-treaters, right? And you're like, it's December. The guy's like, oh, fuck.
365.
Jesus.
A day.
Dude.
Yo, I think should we get into it?
Let's get into it.
Yo, let's get into a little fucking sock talk. We're doing a little differently this time. We're switching it up. Gabe is the leader of the computer now.
So we've never heard these.
Yeah. Okay, so the first Sock Talk question comes from Alfred_dope. I think it's a play on Alfredo.
Alfredo
I think it's Alfred
Dope.
Alfred Dope.
Alfredo Dope.
Oh, Alfredo Dope.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Cool. So he says, me and my girlfriend have been having a debate on this and would like to know your opinion on this question.
Yep.
Is fucking a clone of yourself considered gay, or does it count as masturbation?
Yo.
Holy shit. First of all,
you know, I'm fucking myself.
Yeah,
I'll tell you right out the gate, first and foremost,
like, I'm not fucking myself, yo, dude. This guy's a creep.
Yeah, right. I know what this guy likes, and then if I do that to myself, I'll be like, the fuck?
Bro, let me say this, though. How fast could you make yourself come? Because you know exactly what you like, dude. I'm not fucking myself.
Because I've seen, so I got a mirror next to my closet. It's a giant mirror. And I see what I look like in action, and it's I'm not like, wow, that dude's doing it.
That's the difference between you and I.
You're when like, I, I'm I, fucking, well, dude, that's the I, difference between having abs and not.
Right.
Like, I see my flabby no ass just pale, just lighting up the room like a fucking pale ass disco ball. And I'm like, this is what people want?
You know what's funny? Holy shit. If you're fucking... And you're looking in the mirror while you're fucking, and you're looking at yourself. You're fucking yourself.
You're also having a foursome.
Dog. You're on another level with this podcast, with these goddamn ideas. You're a creative genius.
Why do you
think
I put a mirror by my bed?
Dude, breast friend?
Breast friend.
Fuck you.
That's by far the best thing I've ever said on this.
Like, I think ever in your whole life.
Probably. I'm gonna pitch it to Hollywood.
You should. I love how you just said Hollywood. You just call Hollywood. Hello, Hollywood. I'd like to pitch you an idea.
Who, if you're dialing 1-800-Hollywood, who's answering? Who's answering that phone?
A fucking baby pigeon. No one's answering that goddamn phone.
Who do you think? It's got to be The Rock.
Dude.
If you dial 1-800-THE-ROCK, it's just Dwayne Johnson.
If you call 1-800-Hollywood and like Kevin Hart picked up, he's gonna take a while to get to the phone because his back is broken.
Because he's what?
Because his back is broken.
Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
He broke his back? Oh, the car accident. Wow.
I thought it was real funny and no one knew what I was talking about.
I had to connect the dots.
All right. But yeah, that's really funny if you call 1-800-Hollywood and fucking The Rock picks up. Holy shit.
Yeah, I ain't banging myself to that much.
Because the thing is, like, it's not even like masturbation or it's like you're fucking a man.
It's like a twin.
You're fucking, but it's
start
not
sneezing.
Oh my God. But it's not like just let's take a big step back. Like, you're fucking yourself out of there, right? You're fucking a man. So it is, I mean, I guess that is the question they're asking. So let's dice that up. Is it gay or is it masturbation?
Okay.
I think it's gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not gay, so I wouldn't be turned on by another man, regardless if it has my face and fucking, you know, asshole.
Yeah, I ain't doing it.
Here, let me throw something at you.
So, oh, shit.
All right, so just so not fucking him, right? But let's say your clone, you know, they have all the same opinions as you. They're you. They like all the same shit you do.
Okay.
So is it gay if, let's say, you let your clone be in charge of, like, what porn you're watching? And he's sort of sitting next to you, opening videos up, skipping them when you're ready to go on the next one, and just not even
like
have to
talk. It's like a stand-in on film. Like, they have a stand-in until the main character's ready. I'm having him load up the Pornhub. He's loading up whatever. What website do you like? XXQRBBW.
XXXXXNX. Here's a little update on that. Someone sent a fucking DM, which blew my goddamn mind. She essentially was like, "You're an idiot. Do you know what that stands for?" And of course, I don't. It's a play on XXX. So it's XX and X, like another X. XX and X. Like, that's
stupid.
Why
didn't they just do XXX.com?
I'm sure that's probably taken.
It was like $1,000 more, and they're like, "Well, we're a porn company. All of our money goes to lube and random couches."
To answer your question, Gabe, I mean, like, I wouldn't want someone to load my. I like the search. That's part of the fun
it's
of jerking
the build
off.
Up. Yeah, you the feel build like a hacker. You're like the dim candlelight.
Oh, I love it.
Do you watch porn with the volume on? You live alone, so.
I always wear headphones.
I'm so, like, I don't know why, but, like, even one dot on the MacBook, the first thing of volume, too
yep,
loud for
too
me.
Too loud.
I'm like, bro, people are going to know.
People know. My neighbors know. I always wear headphones. Right. But I need to hear it. Dude, some people watch porn on mute. Like, psychopaths.
It's like, bro, at that point, you might as well just be on a fucking Amtrak. You might as well be on a bus.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing?
Right.
No volume? That's half the battle.
But have you also ever turned on the volume and then you're like, this is a whole different porn?
Yeah, because the dude, if the dude.
No, but like in a bad way.
Oh.
The guy's like, oh, yeah.
That's what I mean. If the dude's talking or the anyone that's too boisterous, I hate it. The girl's like, meh, meh, shut up. It's okay to be like a little, and the dude's like, that's fine. But when the dude gets, when the dude gets too involved vocally, I fucking hate it. And he's giving instructions like, yeah, take my foot. Shut up, dude. No one's
dude,
here for you, sir.
Did I ever tell you about the one? It was like, it was a POV. It was an amateur one. He's filming with the girl's phone and he turns the camera to his face for a quick second and turns back. I was like, bro.
You can't.
Don't,
please don't do
don't
that,
Don't do
sir.
That, bro.
No one's here for you, sir. Because
what if you at the wrong time, ba-bow,
right.
Now you're like, do I have a new fetish? Is my POV the point of view of the point of viewer?
Dude, there's certain things where I don't get into because I'm like, dude, if I fucking click that and I'm into that, ooh, my whole life is different.
Yeah, man.
What if I just click on a toaster porn, now I'm into fucking toasters? God damn it.
Honestly,
how am I going to explain that? I like feet and toasters? Jesus Christ, that narrows it down to three women in the entire world.
Bro, I'd fuck a toaster strudel.
See, now we're on the same page. All right, Gabe, let's load him up a little. Secret socks. We got to get some music for these.
What would it be?
Yeah. Honestly, it would be Yin Yang Twins. Wait till you see my dick. Wait till you see my
dick. Dude, they
invented
ASMR.
They did.
Wow.
Dude, wait till you see my secret socks. I think might be it.
Wait till you see my secret socks.
Socks, yeah.
Wait till you see my socks.
wait till you see my socks.
Could you imagine being the engineer for that? You're like, all right, this is my day of work. How was work, honey? You want to go out for drinks, dinner? We should get hammered. I don't want to think about it.
Yo, guys, fans, if you guys want to send us,
us an intro music.
Yeah, some intro music.
Secret Socks or Sock Talk.
Secret Socks, Sock Talk, or just intro music to the podcast. Yeah, we'd love it.
All right, so we got a secret sock here. I'm not going to say the name.
Yep.
They say, hey, Stiff Socks, your podcast got me contemplating breaking up with my boyfriend. Advice?
Why did our podcast?
He listens to this too?
God, he probably does.
Wait.
Hold on. How come when you listen to this podcast, you think,
because we're two attractive men.
Or it makes her hate men.
True. But she said, hey, Stiff Socks. That's a cordial welcoming.
Yeah. She'd be like, hey, you fucks. If she was like angry.
But I'd still be like, well, what's up?
Hold on. Actually, we're sort of estimating that it's a girl. Is it a girl? There is. Okay. Well, here's
what's your take on that?
I mean, here's the problem. There's no context. Like, I mean, if this, well, here's the thing.
Could you imagine just listening to a podcast, like with your headphones on, and then you look over at your boyfriend and you're like, yeah, I'm done with this shit. He's just like playing video games and you're like, yeah, he is a piece of shit.
Oh my God. Or that he really enjoys this podcast. So she's like, if he really enjoys this, I can't be with him anymore.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah. Write in again if you hear this and let us know what episode and what made you think that. Like.
Yeah, because it's like it can be like a positive thing where she watches this and she's like, oh, this is the type of dude I want to be with. So, and he's not this is an example of like what my boyfriend's not. Or this is an example about what my boyfriend is, and thus I hate it. It can be construed negatively or positively. So I'm going to go positively, of course. But yeah, there's no context. So I don't really know, like, oh, you know what? This is my real true advice. If you're listening to a podcast and it makes you want to break up with a boyfriend, break up with your boyfriend.
Yeah, if a podcast is getting you going,
that's what I'm saying. It's probably over.
Like, it's one thing if you listen to like heavy metal and you're like, I want to fuck everything, or like some like sad music and you're like, I just want to be alone. But I don't know what it says about you and I that somebody would be like, yeah, it's time to live recklessly. Get on out of here, Brett. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Brett, get some tits or I hate you.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
yeah. Well, if he doesn't listen, then for sure break up with him. If he's not a fan, break up with him.
Okay. That's the final answer.
Yeah.
If he doesn't listen to this, break up with him.
Because he's not your type.
Exactly.
You need to date the type of guy who's like, oh yeah, Stiff Socks? That's my jam. And then he just pulls out a hardwood floor with a tube sock taped to it.
Dude, do you know how fucking bad I would come? Bro, okay.
How the fuck is our logo not like nice ass wood, finished wood,
right,
and then the two S's on it?
God damn it.
That's sick.
We got to make that merch.
Bro, this is a nice little wood right here.
Why do you think we've got it?
Okay.
Yo, do not put your hand underneath that table.
I feel like I had so many intentions to talk about other stuff today, and then we're just like, what did we talk about?
Who knows, dude? But it was fun, and we're out of time.
A lot of dick.
Yeah, what do you mean? Every episode? Hey guys, listen, we're out of time, but listen, we love you. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Yo, please go on iTunes, rate, subscribe, and review. It really, really helps us out, get on the charts.
And also, if you want to hear why Michael was mad at the Call of Duty reference, I said very early on the podcast, he talked about an episode 2 on Patreon, which is every Friday and only $5 a month.
It's only $5 a month.
Four
dude.
Episodes a month. For $5.
Link is in the goddamn Instagram and also in the
YouTube. Or you can just go to Patreon/StiffSocks on the internet.
On the internet. Guys.
But also be careful because don't make sure you're not in public because you got to type a P for Patreon and Oof. P Pornhub. Oof.
100% coming up.
Yeah.
Guys, peace. Love you.
Boxes were all filled with gifts, big and small. But sharing pure love is the greatest gift of all. Stay cozy, my people, and have a Boss year.
Get into the holiday spirit with Boss and our ultimate gifting edit. Visit your nearest store or explore our curated selection online at boss.com.